Hi, I'm Peter Kruger, Senior Product Marketing Manager with Windows Developer Marketing, and I work on Windows App Studio. Today, we're going to be discussing building a hosted web app with Windows App Studio. So Windows App Studio, if you don't know it, is a completely free and very easy to use tool at appstudio.windows.com. It helps you build Windows apps with no coding required, and one of the features is it'll help you build a hosted web app, and that's what we'll be discussing today. So what is a hosted web app? A hosted web app is a new technology with Windows 10 that allows you to convert your existing web app and bring it to Windows. It goes beyond just a container and allows you to call Windows 10 APIs from your server-side code. This is great because it allows you to access things like the camera, Cortana, notifications, and other Windows 10 features directly from your web app. You also can publish it to the Windows Store. That will allow you to get revenue, see analytics of your customer downloads, and also distribute it to over 200 million Windows 10 devices. And since it's a Windows 10 UWP, your app will also look great on all sorts of Windows 10 devices, such as Raspberry Pi 2s, PC, phones, and even HoloLens in the future. So there are three ways to create a hosted web app. And if you're on a Windows PC, you can choose all three. There's Windows App Studio, Visual Studio 2015, and you can use Manifold.js using the command line. If you're on OS X or Linux or another competing PC platform, you can use Manifold.js or Windows App Studio. And Windows App Studio is actually flexible enough where you can even use it from a phone. Since it's a website, all you need is a browser and an internet connection to access it. So we'll be going through that. So Windows App Studio is a little bit different from the other options in that it provides you an easy graphical user interface to go through the steps. It'll guide you along the process and make it quick and easy to develop your hosted web app for Windows. So all you need is a website that's publicly accessible via URL. Your website must be configured to allow this to be hosted in an iframe, and it takes about 2 minutes of your time. So without further ado, we'll jump into the demo. And for this demo, we'll be creating the project, entering the URL and URI rules, editing our icon and settings, and then we'll be generating and publishing the app. So I will just jump over to my Edge browser now and we'll check it out. Cool, so here is the start page of Windows App Studio. You see I'm logged into the demo account. And if you want to start a new project, you just click this icon right here, Start New. And you'll see that there are a few templates that you can use to start, and since we're doing a hosted web app, we'll be starting with that one. It'll pop up with this dialog, and it'll ask you to name your app. We're just going to create one about Windows App Studio. Whoops. So I type in the name right there. I click Start with this one, and then it creates the project. And I'm on the Home Content screen right here. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to change the website URL to be appstudio.windows.com. And you'll see that that'll update the URI right here. I can add another rules too to allow it so it'll access any of the subdomains on the website, such as adding a *.appstudio.windows.com. And depending on how your site's configured, you may need different entries here. So once I've done that, I click Save, and you can see it appears right here in the preview. And so one thing I want to do is change the icon. And so since this is Windows App Studio, I'll use the Windows App Studio logo. You'll see it brings up this where you can zoom in or zoom out depending on how you want to crop your image. And once you click OK, you'll see that it resizes for every single size that I'll need for the app. So I'll click Save, and I'll move on. Then next, you'll want to edit the settings. This is where you can adjust your app title, adjust your app description, and if you're publishing to the store, this is where you'll fill out your store information, your store association. So since this is just a demo account, we're not going to do that just yet, but you would want to with your own publishing account. So we'll say Windows App Studio hosted web app, and then we'll click Save. All right, so that's pretty much it. So it's time to generate the app and finish it. So we click Finish, and it brings us to this generation page where we can preview the app in a few different form factors. So that all looks good, so let's click Generate. I'm going to select installable package so I can install this on the local machine. And if you filled out your store association, you'll see publish package lit up right here. So I'll click generate. And then it'll bring me to the page where I can watch the generation progress. For a hosted web app with App Studio, it'll take about 20 seconds to build. But since I already built it, we can just type in Windows App Studio and you can see it's already installed on my start menu right here. So I open it up. And then there it is, the hosted web app with Windows App Studio on the inside. You can resize it and all that, and you'll see that it is responsive, just like it is on the web. And that's really all that there is to it. So jumping back. So that was our demo. We created the project, we entered in the URL and URI rules, we edited our icon and settings, and then we generated, published, and installed the app. So as we saw at the end, there were three options for you to generate your hosted web app. There was the publish package, which is for publishing on the Windows Store. There is the installable package, which is for sideloading on your Windows 10 desktop or phone. And then there's also the source code package, which contains the Visual Studio solution if you wanted to open it up in Visual Studio and extend the app's code from there. And what's great about hosted web apps is that you're able to interact with your users in a more engaging way. As I mentioned before, you can call Windows 10 APIs directly from your server-side code. And this will allow you to get interactions such as notifications, Cortana, camera and other hardware, and a lot more. And then as we mentioned also, you can publish it to the Windows Store to earn revenue, put it in front of 200 million Windows 10 devices, and also get analytics on all of your downloads and usage. All right, so where do we go from here? Well, I recommend you go to appstudio.windows.com and sign up if you haven't already and start creating your own apps. It's fun, it's quick, it's easy, and you can end up with an app, which is awesome. If you need more documentation, we have the Windows App Studio documentation at the link right there, and we also have specific documentation on publishing to the Windows Store. If you'd like more information about the hosted web app, please check that link down there. And as always, check out all the build videos on Channel 9 and continue your education on Microsoft Virtual Academy. Thank you very much. I'm Peter Krueger with Windows Developer Marketing, and have fun building apps.